Shir Yud Aleph and Ksulas Chof of Elohei Tov Shin Yom Aleph, September 26, 1981, Friday, continued.
It's a machlokes in regard to das and what they book. In that last part of the Gemara mentions a case, certain Amroim came to one Amire, and he was mechaper them, he was mechaper them with certain foods, and then the Ovis was mechaper them with certain foods, but the Balabais was there, and the Ovis, of course, he has no right to authorize the guests. But then the Balabai came, so he says, why didn't you take the better food? So that has to do. So we see now that even though the time when the foods were given by the Lord to the guests, so there was no doubt, there was no issues from the Balabai, but we see it's a chiyach sefer al kolosim. In other words, we see the Balabai was so generous. He says, why didn't you give the better food? So according to Abaye, so they had the right to eat the food, the guests. But according to Abaye, they didn't have the right. So we see that the machloket between Abaye and God, where the Yush and the Das is having Yush, or not Yush, in other words, Yush in the subjunctive. Heavy on, he would be Messiah. He's not only machloket in regard to Yush, but it's a machloket in regard to Das and whatever. Anything that requires Das, let's see, what is formal, or anything without us, you're not allowed to take somebody's food and eat it without us. So suppose you know this person, the owner of the food, is such a generous person, he would gladly give it, but he's not in the house. So according to Robin, you're allowed to take his food. You come to somebody's house and there is a tray of grapes and oranges. So according to Robin, and you know that he's a very generous host, but he's not in the house, according to Rabbi, allowed to partake of the grapes of the oranges. According to the Bible, but you know that this person will come, he'll be so happy to offer you. But right now, he didn't tell you. Yeah. So in other words, it's a das in the subjunctive. There would be das in the subjunctive. So it's not a das. So it's not only a meaning of usually a das, but in das, what I call it. Das. Shalom in das. So, whether it's habitas or not habitas. So, remember, we can understand, according to Abaye, and we pass to like Abaye, so we can understand what he says, and we say, ma, today with the Shriach Klau, we also can buy it, she yields, she ain't it. So we have the kasha. But therefore, why do we say that even if we assume that the Kimat Naibane is not a Kimat Naibane, but if the Kimat Naibein is consistent of the names of natural death, in death, so there it is Kimat Naibein. Why? Because there is a room there. That the Baal wants the Yishot to be in the Rashes in case the Tnais is carried through the aimers of a natural death. Because this is a primary factor in his motivation to divorce his wife. So, even if he's a Yishot cloud, so he never thought about it. He never thought about it. But had he thought about it, had it been mentioned to him, had it been revealed to him, this possibility of such an awful tragedy, he certainly would have said, when he gave the death to his wife, that even if he doesn't come with the base chedesh because of an unnatural death occurring to him, so she should be in wretched. So, in other words, so it should be considered as if he stole it out. The answer is, in other words, and we pass like a bio. So you shouldn't dance here, I mean, even though we know. So in other words, I come to a place, and I'm taking all kinds of food, and I know that the host of Balabai is such a good person, and that the Balabai likes me, and will be so happy if I eat all the food. I'm not allowed to eat. It's guest. Even though I know that the Balabai would be here, he would beg me to. I'm not allowed in because usually Das Avru, she didn't mean any Shas. So there is Das is right. Even though in the subjunctive there is Das. So that's not considered Das. So why do we say that regarding the ears of Nisei, so even according to the second motion of Robert, the Kima Tai Venus is not the Kima Tai, but the Kima Tai to the Venus of death is by death, is the Kima Tai, because there is an internet that he wants to get to the heart in case of such an illness. So you have to, he wants in case of such an illness. So what if he wants? The only reason is why we say by Shlach Rishya, let's say natural man, that since he wants it, so it's considered as if he's stoned out, it doesn't make any difference whether he verbalizes it or he keeps it in his mind. And much longer than it isn't, because there's a need in the Ruha. So it's considered his hidden intention is considered as if it had been verbal. Only if he's if silently in his mind he has that intention. But in this case of the Shriya Klau, he didn't think about it at the time he did it yet, nor did he think about it the day before he did it yet, or a year before he did it yet. He didn't think about it in a reasonable way. So in many ways, but had it been told to him that such contingency is possible, he certainly would have said, I want to get to be yet. But so it's usually that. So it cannot be considered that that is his Das. Just as we cannot say it was his, that it was the Das of the Balabais that he should be able to eat of the food. Because Bimtzias, he didn't say it. And so anyway, it's usually Das of Avinush. So here too, it's not considered as if he intended. Even though in the subjunctive, he would have intended that the get should be a get in such case. But that's only subjunctive, it's not in the actual. So in many ways, the Bryce says, that is all right according to Rabbi. And we pass the Gabbai, the point of the Yahweh, but according to Rabbi, who says that usually Das is happiness, even though he never found out about it. But since in the subjunctive, he would be this Yahweh, in case he doesn't know. And the same Ayahweh applies to Das and Rabbi both. So in other words, of course, it's Homer, but in other words, if let's say somebody would come into the house of a certain person, and he knows that that person is a big servant of interest, but he was waiting in the yard, and there was a delay, he couldn't come to the house, so the male had no unconscious woman, no mindset, were taking off of his club, and because of that, this person, not being told by the Malabais to be mad his woman mindset from the parents, would do it himself. So according to Rabbi, usually does. Is how it is. So even though he didn't tell this person he should be in Shriya to be Marcus and Miser, but he knows that that is the intention of the person. And would be very upset if Thomas Meister will not be taken off. So according to Abaye, he cannot be Marcus because he is only that. According to Rabbi, he can, so it's considered to be that. So here too, according to Rabbi, so we should say, in the case of Arenzi Kike Yechimetzi Mechil Zeh, Enocho Bayit Mekishin Nochosh, Mekishin Nochosh, Arenzi Geh, because when Nichal and the people come home, but he didn't think about it. So it's Yishon Das. It's a Hot Yishon Das. It's a Hot Yishon Das, a control. So, maybe it is like that. But Rob himself applies this a lot. Here, Eitzer Adina Rode. In the end of the day, I would buy the Tuma Kalidike. Omer Rode, they in the day, she in the day. So Rode himself applied this hour. Or I could say, see the Gemara says, look to the Rode. So when Rode says, here, they in the day, she in the day, so it is after that you look to the Rode, and Rode considered about it. But that's not his father. That this number of Rode, that where Rode himself emphasizes the halacha that Hikir Matnai, the image of an Eitzel Mashiach Klal, is not considered Hikir Matnai, even if the image is an image of Mise, in Get, where there is a story of when Nihlu people come up, but things, it's Yoshika Daite, some melee. So anyway, we don't find this one in the family of, but the question is why not? So he said, because it's Yishom Das. But Rode applies that Rode, and Rode holds the Yishom Das. So apparently, even Rode is related, because here it's by way of plan. Now, the Shite of the Raide, I mean, the Shite Sagen, the Rambam mentions the Shite Sagen in Skriya Matar. So he mentioned Shite Sagen, that the halacha of Tzalkot, you know, Kaneda says that in order that Tanai should be effective and that the halens of the Kinyan should be contingent upon the Kinyan of Tanai, so there has to be in accordance with the Mishkete Atnoim of the God of Nehut. He has to be careful with that. In other words, if it's in a contrary, we pass through Ashtanir. Only the same pass through Ashtanir. It has to be Tzalkot. In other words, if the Baal gives it again, and to his wife, and he says, in Tikkun Mosan Zeus, Harayat Rashi, but he doesn't spell it out, the Noi Tikkun Mosan Zeus, Eirachim Rashi, so then, even if she doesn't give him Mosan Zeus, she's still there, because he was not kicked with her. Not true, because you're an hour from Noi Nigodi Nogo, Nigodi Nogo. So, listen. So the game says, the Rambam says in Tchilin Atome, the beginning says that the halacha of Mishpat Yatnoim applies only to different Mishpat. But not the Rambam. In other words, if somebody will give a maton to the chaver, and he'll say, you'll give a big maton to the chaver, you'll be machte in sode, and you'll execute in shtar. So, sode is nikne in shtar. And then in the right in the star, in Peter and Mosak, in Peter was not in play. Are you something in Sunnah? And even though he not discovered how, in one day was not in play, ain't something in Sunnah. So the game says, if he doesn't go not in play, then he can't have a couple of times, doesn't go not in play. So then the Maton is not come. Not come. Even though he was not taking it away, so the Rambam says the way he distinguishes between Dikin and Yushin and Minimum. So the Raivet, the Rambam is not, how can he say such a thing? After all, the whole halacha of Mishpat Yatnoim from the Yehudim, the God of Yehudim is not involved in the meaning of Dikin and Yushin. It was the meaning of the Mamedes. So that is the soul of the Mot. So then in the Raivet, So here he says he does the right. He doesn't say that it's not like that sometimes. But in the Chazishes he says it's sometimes. And there he says, after all, the whole book here for Mishpat Yatnoim, they got in the room. There was a need of the Nemomenes. So how can the game say that by the Nemomenes there is no halacha of Mishpat Yatnoim? So the Raide says, Omar Avraham, Afro Pishin, Raide Dovah, Zecha Dovah, Vitam Bodhi Mishpat Yatnoim, And that is the mockery for the Allah of which that when they were told in the moment, they said, the Nakhla, the God of Yehudim, the Hoysom, the Secretary of the Sora. They were dead on the Karakam, the Music Way, the Odom, the Mishos, and the Shabbat, 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 the But on the surface, it appears like the Balabakish is wrong. That one doesn't have to be, to have, one does not have to have the gigantic mind of the rising in order to say it. In Balabakish, a lot of people don't just say that. So he says, how can we say such a thing that if somebody sells his soul to another, and he says, I'm only selling you the soul if you do me this favor and you make a trip to that place, or you give me a certain amount of assignments. He doesn't spell out, but if you don't go to that place, then I'm not selling you the soul. I'm not giving you the soul. So then we should say, since you're not giving me the oil, whether he goes to that place, or he doesn't go to that place, whether he gives him that matone or he of Masanjus, or he doesn't give him matone, this serving soul and giving to him. But he says that all, you cannot, how can you connect against the consent of the seller? So he didn't spell it out. But it should be told, and that's a very strong cast. Every knot that is not capable of knowing. So why do you say, even if the knot is not fulfilled, the king is high? But it should be toys. It should be toys. So what must we say? It's not. So what is the Ayachi day? The Ayachi day by me. Because he says, so that the Ayachi says, that's the reason why, in the moment, it is possible, even though it was not taken with toys on the basis of toys. Now, if it's on the basis of Toyes, so we should apply the same concept of Toyes without the keeping you short. He divorces his wife, and he says to his wife, but he doesn't spell out in what keeping the sandwiches, and nothing else. So we say, right in the that since he wasn't taken with Noe, so she's in precious anyway, even though she doesn't hold to his mind. But he said he doesn't want to divorce her. So the writer said, "Did you push it?" So even dieting, the Jewish person dieting with garlic and cabbage, anyway, the mask would be wrong. The chill by that, so look at that, it might go away. The rack of carriage, and we can risky betrayal. Of how young she is marshable, he couldn't hit the mind. The answer is, a person, a normal person, doesn't base his decision to divorce a wife, not to divorce a wife, to marry a certain woman, or not, on the basis of his pettiness. He's not a normal person. If he can base such an important decision on the basis of yes, Messiah Jews, not Messiah Jews. So, if the Baal decided to divorce his wife, so he has other reasons as to why he decided to divorce his wife. It's not because he needs Messiah Jews. So, he divorces his wife in order to get Messiah Jews. He needs money, $200, he has to pay money. So anyway, he divorces his wife, so he goes out his father and then pay the rent for him. A normal person doesn't have that. So if a person decides to divorce his wife, if a person decides to marry a certain woman, he has other reasons. It's not a Messiah. But, so it's not a new of choice. Since, when can it be considered toys, if this is the primary motivation? But sometimes a person mentions something, certainly recognizes, but it's not his primary motivation. It's not his primary motivation. Some real estate transactions, unfortunately, that are carried out, Today, so one of the things that is mentioned in the section is that there should be, the person should pay me cash. Even that is not a primary motivation. Because since they are making the transaction, and they make the transaction anyway, but they want to gain a certain that they shouldn't have to pay the transaction. But, so in other words, so in Gidlo Gushin that we have represented such major matters that even if he mentions it now, it's not a primary motivation. It's just an additional thing. Why not? He decided to divorce his wife anyway, because he wasn't like her. So he might as well solve the problem of paying rent too. But it's not the primary consideration. So in any way, whenever a person divorces his wife, it's typically a certain time. Deeply assigned to him, pay for what he's paying, whatever it might. So it's not a primary motivation. And so actually, without which there is a possible condition to be involved in the pain. So now you wouldn't be in the back of the current suggestion. Because on the basis of choice, when the child is a choice, if the fact as to which he was deceived is of primary consideration, but if it is not a primary consideration, it's a secondary consideration, then it's not good. Of course he would prefer to get Messiah's results. Why not? It will solve another problem. He has to pay rent. He wants to buy something. So he mentions it, but it's not his primary consideration in divorcing his wife. So in other words, I would say, keep the position of the union of some male, so that now, yes, Kimat Nai, no Kimat Nai, represent only Kirubatas, the Rufatas. It's not good. So, if there had been a partial, they go to the Rufi, then there wouldn't be Aloha for it. So then Aloha would be, even if he is capable, as a matter of fact, cases in Surah Bok said, that if not for the partial, they go to the Rufi, then they would say that even what is capable is not it. So, and the Nai is not misguided, so the king is still hot. But because there is an attack also of Torah, so since it's not on the basis of Torah, but it's a special law that the Gomchim at Nai is Mibati, the king, is Mibati the king, so the law is only when the Nai is formulated in a certain way. Like in the mice, the kibbutz at night, and so on, and give him a lot, all the halachas. Then the kinyan is butter because of the halachas noise, but not because of toys. Not because of toys. Why should it be because of toys? Because toys is shire only when it's a primary consideration. In a certain fact, in a certain prerequisite, is a primary consideration. But here, we need to be Russian. Yes, king of Nai, no king of Nai is not a primary person. If he's a normal person, so it's not. If he's not normal, it's anything. I mean, so if he playing ping pong might be of primary consideration in divorcing his wife or in marrying him. So, remember, it's not those, but it's especially just a question that the big like Nai is Mevada the Halos. But Mashiach came in the moment. So why couldn't such a small thing in the case of a complaint be the primary consideration for the transaction? So, in other words, of course, the Rambam is very underrated, but the Rambam could also agree in the Irish law that the Tnai, when the Tnai is not misguided, so then there is no choice. But except for the right hold, the right hold, I mean, the Rambam could also agree with that aloche, that Nai is especially just a cause. But the Rambam Shita could be that just as by Gittin Yudush, we say it only represents the Nai, is not the primary consideration. So the Rambam says, but the numbness is different. So the Rambam Shiki is, the nominus is not different either. In other words, if a person decides to sell his something, so, yes, Kimat Nai, no Kimat Nai, is a perfect consideration. He mentioned it. Because it's an additional thing that he's interested in. But it's not the primary factor. But the Rambam, could agree with the Rambam that whenever you make a tefillah on a certain tefillah, and the tefillah is not fulfilled, so the reason is why the tefillah is fulfilled, not because of force. Why can't you put it? Because it's only a meaning of Shulamah Dasha Rebbe. But the Rambam holds, only giving Dushi, which represents the meaning of Gopal Dei, so it's only a meaning of Shulamah Dasha Rebbe. But she can use the moment, which do not represent such a meaning of Gopal. So it might be, so it is to be considered as a primary motivation. And the Rambam should be, no, even if it's a moment. So it's not the primary motivation. So it's only a mean of Kilmadash or Nilagadash. So in any way, it's not vocal on the basis of Toyez, but it's vocal on the basis of especially of Tachos of Achnoi. So in any way, it has to be in accordance with the Mishnah. So in any way, we can say, here, why does the Gemara say that even according to the second question of what, that there is no acting of Achnoi. And on the highest level, so we say, Kilmadash, then yes, it's not the Kilmadash. Is not the Kimatnai. So, but in this picture, in the sort of Nisei of the natural death, so then it is the Kimatnai. It is the Kimatnai. Why is it the Kimatnai? Because it's considered the Kimatnai because that is the primary consideration. That is the primary consideration. So that, so we may have a code, and, but in the case, so in the case of English Ishriyat or Ishriyat, so it is something that the Baal thought about. If he didn't think about it at the moment, when he gave to his wife, because then he was thinking about something else, but he thought about it before. So in many ways, it's considered as an Indian Mukhak, if it is something. That means that he thought about it, so maybe it's considered as an Indian Mukhak, so it's considered as if he stole it out. As if he stole it out. Masha'inke, in the case of an innocent Shriya Klav. So he never thought about it. Not at the time of the Sinai again, nor before. Nor before. But had it been mentioned in this possibility, this has been shown in that tragedy of Hochre Alini, Kishinochos, of Ulbayi, so then he would have agreed that even not coming within the base chedesh, resulting from an unnatural death, should be considered kimatna. But he didn't think about it, so we cannot say it's considered as if it's called out. But, had knowing been based upon toys, so then according to Rabbi, who says, he shall be last of the Nirush, so it would be considered those. But knowing in general is not bottled. So it's not based upon toys. Knowing in general is not based upon toys. So it has nothing to do with the deed of das kolateral. But it's special aloha of knowing. So special aloha of knowing. So remember the aloha is that if somebody stipulated knowing, if he stipulated the knowing in accordance with Mishkat knowing and the knowing is not fulfilled, so then it's considered that the get is not. And if the T'nai is fulfilled, so then it's considered that it's not half. But, so if we have to say that the Kiyamat T'nai Be'emes is not the Kiyamat T'nai, even though we know that had it been revealed to him that of this tragic consequence that might happen, that might overtake him, of the Kishin Nochosh, Nochul Bayis, or Moshe Ali, so you would have said, let this kind of a Kimat Nai through this kind of an anus be considered Kimat Nai. But so in Das, it has been a question of poet. So according to Rabbi, you should not have a Yush. So Das, the subjunctive, is also considered that. But here, when there is a Nai, when the get is given, with a Nai, so when we say that the get is not how, it's not on the basis of poet. But it's on the basis that the people at night, the kim at night should, affect the direction. The kim at night should affect the direction. So it has to be on the basis of knowing none of that. But if it's an English shriach or shriach, so there is a nimucha, that this is what he meant. If this is what he meant, even though he didn't verbalize, it's considered And she revitalized it. So to me, it's nice. What did he say in the Shia Chal? He never thought about it. Never thought about it. But in the subjunctive, he would have thought about it. If it had been mentioned, it would have been revealed. But this subjunctive remains in the subjunctive. He never thought about it. So there was no now. Shriach, the word Shriach is considered as if it was spelled out. Silently spelled out. It doesn't make any difference. There is no halacha in Mishnah Rabbah that obedience was silent. It's not neder, it's not Yeshua. In other words, so if we know that that was his hidden plan, whether he thought about it at the moment of Mishnah again, or he thought about it a day before, or a year before, or a year before, it doesn't make any difference. As long as he thought about it, and that, so maybe it's considered as if it's doubled out at the time of Mishnah again. So there is a time. Masha'ikin means the Shriach Klal. He never thought about it. So it cannot be considered as if it had been spelled out. Spelled out that in case he will not come in the course of his next pregnancy as a result of an unnatural tragedy. So she should be the question. He never thought about it. So it cannot be considered as if it's spelled out. So, but according to Rabbi, usually does, it's how we use. But here we cannot operate with the concept of Torah, because Tnai is not based upon Torah, it's a special aloha. So if Tnai was sold out, and the Tnai said, if he doesn't come, and what does it mean if he doesn't come? He doesn't come in the natural way, doesn't come. But if he doesn't come in an unnatural way, so there is no fulfillment of Tnai, there is no fulfillment. It cannot be how, even though that would have been his intention. So, but it's not based upon Torah, so he may call it off. So it's anything. But according to Abayu, he doesn't have to resort to it, because even if Nai would be based upon Torah, so he shall be that, that means what he shall be that is where Haba. Alright, we'll leave it here. Alright, so for Sunday, we'll have to go over the Sugya in the Gomez, and we'll probably start the next figure of the oil one out. So we should be ready on the case list. There are no cases of
Shir Yud Beis and Ksuvos Chof Ches Ero Hitov Shin Mem Aleph, September 27, 1981, on Sunday.
I mean, they are the normal women. I mean, at the beginning, we don't have the Bereshit. So the answer is, when the Gemara says that the Kutes are not saying no means, so the Gemara has referenced a specific situation. In other words, when there is a call, when there is a call of that special circumstances that I mentioned by Stan, suppose we know that the husband has had a heart condition for many years, and many times he becomes confined to bed, just like that, so then we have to make a change. Maybe he didn't come because he couldn't come, because he became confined to bed. Or when there is a call that he was a nose, he became confined to bed. And but Putin, even under such circumstances, will take it for granted that he was not a nose. It's like a Putin with a sinner himself, that we are himself, but I'm with us. People should feel like she ought to have taken us. I'm with us. We have to look at the that he had some of us. But he will not even. The tema. Yes, this is the Israelis. Nami yege my time, it is in the mates. We sabre the mates. And we have the Yosef. The Shema, the Nisei Kolis. Adante the Rabbi Mikadosh. לא חייבים לי שעס קידושי כדעסמי של ישראל. והפקים רבון ומדושי מנהי בריש השורי הפרש. Now, we said, we already mentioned, that from Rashi here it's Mashi, that the one the Gemara says, Tena, because it's the custom. So, Tensis explains it on the basis of Hefkebez and Hefke, not on the basis of time. But Rashi doesn't mention Hefkebez and Hefke. Rashi says, Tena, the woman of Kafiki, the Kotifikaske, the woman gets a inkeer, a kibushin, the insinuates, matonimi, kolo. He doesn't mention after this thing. So why is it niche? Kotifikaske, because of man. So the question arises, Monacher, if the Gemara understood that it's on the basis of Nai, because the Gemara already mentioned Kotifikaske, like the Rabban Mekanish. So the Gemara should understand that B.A. can also be on the basis of Nai, after all we heard, how long I have the Arabia of Hamashi Yotza Abba, so one can be Mekanish with B.A. also or not? So why does Gemara say, according to Rashi, Tena, we're going to be cast, according to B.A., my UK name, huh? So the reason is why B.A. was a little difficult, to Rabin, that he should be on the basis of Nai, because if it's going to be cast, so then the Chachomim could suggest it now to the Baal. But going to the B.A., so that means that the Chachomim are suggesting it now in the Kedusha B.A., so that in case the T'nai is not fulfilled, so then the Kedusha the B.A. will be a B.A.'s loose. So that's why Rabbinah considered it difficult. So then Ravashi said no. The Chachomim do suggest that night to the Mekadesh, even though in the event of a certain contingency, it will turn out to be a B.A.'s loose. Because normally it will not happen. Only in an unusual situation to happen. So it doesn't matter if the Chachomim suggests a certain night that might result in making the B.A. instead of a B.A.'s vision into a B.A.'s loose. But the Rabbinah felt that it's strange for the it's strange to say that the Chachomim suggests just such a tnai to the Mekadosh in one contingency, so it might turn into a business. So that's why Rabbinah said, Tena, Kodesh Mekaste, Kodesh Bebiye, Mayikonim. But the question of Aide is, Monefsha, if Rabbinah assumed that it is unreasonable to assume that a Chachom will adapt, will suggest it now for the Mekadosh to adapt, if it might turn into B.A.'s news, so why wasn't it unreasonable for the Chachom to say that a Chachom suggested it now in Gush Kesef? So in Gush Kesef too, all the B.A.'s would turn out to be B.A.'s news. Suppose, let's say, a certain condition will end in a get with the T'nai, and the T'nai will be in the sky and days. So then it will be a thing of Kudushnei, so the Kudushi. So the Kudushi will not be Kudushi. So that means that all the Bias, in the course of their marital life, will be Bias Nus. So why isn't that strange? Why that Kudushi Bias strange? So we say that even if all the, even if the Kudushi turns out to be Poka, but the Bias will not be on the Heiserel Bias Nus. Because there is a key initius of Pilatius. We see that from the Rambam, and we come from the Rambam. So in other words, so even if the even if it ends in death, and with the Tnai is Kain Neinetz, but the husband will still have a key initius in the Isha. Not the key initius of Lush, but the key initius of Pilatius. And even Hedyet has a key initius of Pilatius. True that the Hedyet is also the Biladesh, so that's because of the essay of Kini Kachishisha. So it's Mechuyet to be Mikadish, to marry a woman through a Kianishis of Dush, not a Kianishis of Pilatius, but a Biasmus it is. A Biasmus it is. So that's all right in respect to Mikadish because Mashain Kini is Mikadish would be a. So if he's becoming a B.A., so Mele, so he cannot say he's becoming the B.A. If, let's say, everything will be normal, so then the B.A. will be a B.A.'s mission. But if there will be a get with the T'nai, and the T'nai will be Sky and the A.S., so then the B.A. should not be a B.A.'s mission, but should be a B.A. of two actions. Because as far as the Kianishas of Pilatius is concerned, it's not for B.A. It's for the state of living together, constantly living together as husband and wife. It's not the B.A. that affects the Kianishas of Pilatius. So in Mele, if the Chachomim did suggest a T'nai to the one who is becoming the B.A., so the T'nai is as follows. In other words, in case everything is fine, it doesn't end, it doesn't culminate in a get with the T'nai that is fulfilled in us, so then the B.A. would be a B.A. of Dush. And in case it does culminate in a get with the T'nai, where the T'nai is fulfilled in us, then the B.A. should not be a B.A. of Dush, but the B.A. should be a B.A. of Dush. How is it possible, this is what Rabin has, that the Chachomim should devise such a T'nai to the Mikadesh, that in the event of a certain contingency, that B.A. will turn out to be a B.A.'s loose? So Ramashe says, it's possible. But Rabin felt that that's inconceivable. Mashe'inke, relative to one with Mikadesh B'Kesef, so Rabin had no difficulties. Because even if the T'nai is not fulfilled, if the T'nai is not fulfilled, and the B.A. does end in the get with the T'nai, and the T'nai is fulfilled out of the A.S., so then the Kedushi is not how, but still, since they will be living together as husband and wife, it will not be a B.A.'s Muslim that I say, because they will still have a Kinanishis in the woman because of Pilatus. So, this is Rashi's pshat here. However, while Rashi in Gittin, doesn't mention in respect to Mekadosh B'Kaspe, the Indian of Hefker Bezen Hefker, but Rashi Nivomes, if Rashi Nivomes does mention the Indian of Hefker Bezen Hefker. But, as it is pointed out by someone, that apparently Rashi Nivomes does not follow up the same pshat that Rashi has in Ksubes and Rashi has in Gittin. So Rashi in Yivomes has the same pshat as Tosfos. Rashi here in Gittin has a different pshat in Tosfos. Zena the Kodesh, the cast. Zena the Kodesh, the cast. So Rashi says, oh, that Kim Rabun al Yed, Zeu Gdush Menei, the Shabino Lumori is the Gdush Matonu Matreya, the Efka Bez Noyeret. So here, in Yvonnes, Rashi mentioned the same Shabbos states, but in Xuvis, Rashi obviously does not follow up the same Shabbos thesis. So there is a variance between Rashi's Pshat in Yisubis and Rashi's Pshat in Yibon. Now, I want to mention that not all the Shem agree that the Pshat in the Gemara Akhtin Rabun with Yushin means that the Chachomim will appear with Yushin, so the Melee, she turns out retroactively to be a Tmei, and she's never an Yishishit. That's the pshat of Moshe Kashin. However, the pshat of the Hashbo in the Chubes, Chube Elef Kuf Samach Reis, and the pshat of the Ramban, is something else. In other words, according, the Gemara mentions of Kim Ravon with Kushmerei in several cases. Just a few cases. First, the Gemara mentions Avkim Rabon Yibushinei in the case of Ikim Atnai Beines. So on the Raisa level, Ikim Atnai Beines is not Ikim Atnai, but Chachomim no Misakim, it is Ikim Atnai, because you should see this, you should put it, because of Avkim Rabon Yibushinei. Then the Gemara mentions Avkim Rabon Yibushinei in Gittin, Tachon Gittin. But there the Gemara mentions it explicitly, a little bit of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara doesn't mention it, I'll leave it to Rebbe, we pass in that machlekes like Rebbe. However, according to cases, the same being applies even according to Rebbe in certain situations. Now, but the Gemara mentions it explicitly, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Gamliel. There is takone by Rav Shimon Gamliel that when a Baal is sent a prince in Shlia, and then he decides to be mivatel the shliches, he should not be allowed. So either I see can be mivatel the shliches, even shalom b'fnei hashliach. Shalom b'fnei hashliach. In other words, the Baal appointed Reuven as a shliach to deliver and get to his wife, and the shliach already started his journey to deliver and get. Then a day later, he decides no, he doesn't want to divorce his wife. So he says in the presence of a few people, he says, "I am mivatel the shliach. I'm about to get, I'm about to shlech, I'm about to everything." So the Biko is hard. And then, so then, if the Shliach hands over the get to the Isha is not divorced. Because the Isha could be divorced only after the handing over of the get by the Shliach to the Isha. But if the Baal before the Shliach reached the destination, before the Shliach had an opportunity to hand over the gate to the Isha, he was the Bakla Shlichens, so he cannot represent the Baal. So the Mele, the Gera, she is not Chal. And if she does remarry, so she's an Ishishish, and if she has a child, the blood is a mother. Anyway, because of that possible Takole, so the Chachomim on Misake, that the Baal has no right to be Mivate, is not allowed to be Mivate the Shlichens, except Bifnei Ashlech. But if he cannot notify the Shliach that he was not the Shliaches, he is not allowed to move. Now the question of Isaiah is, all right, he's not allowed. But suppose the Baal does not comply with the Takonas Chachomim, and in spite of the fact that the Chachomim say he is not allowed to be Mivatel, so he is Mivatel Shalish Yashiach, is it effective or is it not effective? So Rebbe says, be clear with him. Even though there is Dakone is not allowed, but the Eved is effective. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Biklei Mivutl, because in case if Biklei would be Mivutl, Machia Besi Yofi. So of what avail is the Dakone Chachomim that is not allowed to be Mivate or Shalom Bnei Ashiach if he can behave on the Chachomim with impunity and make the get Chal anywhere? So the Melech, the Chachomim, will be sacking. So if, on the contrary, so if be pleased with people, and the gear will not be how, so in my way, we have hold of the counter, we came back here with the offer. So because of this, Rav Shimon Amudo says that even the Eved, if the bow is the back of the Shlichas of the Shliach, shall we be free of Shliach, so the people is new and void, as if he wasn't the bow. So if the people is new and void, so that means that the gear is how. So the more as the Kashi, according to Rav Shimon Amudo, if Midrash say he can't be mevate, so he be a shliach. So Midrash say if he was mevate, so the shliach is no shliach. The shliach cannot represent the Baal anymore. So that means if the shliach ends up with the get of the Yishoh is not divorced. So she remains as a Yishish. And then, how can the Chacham say no? That betraying the widow, and if the shliach ends up with the get, So the Yishoh is divorced and she's allowed to get married. With the Raisa, she's a Yishish. How can the Chacham be Eker with Dovon Matera and be madly of the woman to get married when with the Raisa she's not divorced? So again, the Gemara says that the reason as to why the people is people in the Bible, even though in the high say the people are shliches, is effective because I came out of one vision. So the more mentions that came out of one vision, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but we pass me like a rabbit, that people is the root. So maybe we don't have to apply the keach of came out of one vision. However, this is shite in Gitnis, that if I leave the rabbit, we have to resolve that came out of one vision. I'll leave the Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have to resolve that came out of one vision in case where is my battle shall be in Shliach. But in the presence of two, or in the presence of three, because there is a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, in the presence of how many does the Baal have to make a bit? Let's say before the Takonis from Gambia, that he's not allowed to be Mivate and shall be in Shliach, but he had to be Mivate in the presence of two or three. So there is a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. One says that prior to the Kolos Rav Gamliel, so he was allowed to be mevate or shalim b'nei Ashliach b'shliches, but he had to do it in the presence of two only. And one Rambam says he had to do it in the presence of the best, in the presence of midrash. So this shita is the Tifa Liba the Rebbe, who says that people mevuto, so that means people mevuto if he was mevate in the presence of the best, presence of two and the presence of three, according to Rav Nachman and according to Rav Sheshes, but it wasn't in the presence of the Shliach. So Rebbe says, Bitla Yehudu, but suppose he will be battered in the presence of one, not in the presence of two, or according to Rav Sheshes, he will be battered in the presence of two, not in the presence of three, so then even Rebbe will be made there, that Bitla is Yehudu. And that basis, but with the say, even if he's not mevatel in the presence of three or the presence of two, so it still should be the people should be chal. So thesis again applies the din of Hakim Rabban Mishnei. So according to thesis, the halacha of Hakim Rabban Mishnei has an application even Ali the Rebbe, but Ali the Rav Shimon Gamliel has application in the case where it was mevatel in the presence of a desin, but not in the presence of the Shliach. So, Aliba the Rebbe, in such a case, it's Mivuto. But suppose he's not Mivate in the presence of three, or in the presence of two, so not in the presence of the Desn, so then the Rebbe is made that the people is in Mivuto. And, but only the Rabbanon is in Mivuto. But Midrash say it is Mivuto, even though he wasn't Mivate in the presence of the Desn. So how could the Chachamim be misake, according to Rebbe, that between Mivuto, if he wasn't Mivate, or in the presence of this, in the presence of three, or in the presence of two, that's not the basis of Avkin Rabbonon Yibishni. So we have two Gemaras, where the Gemara spells out Avkin Rabbonon Yibishni in the case where the woman has lived with the man for a number of years, and then it culminated in the get, and something happened to the get, whether the thing that happened to the get was because the get was given out Tnai, and the Tnai was the Skan Beinis, or he appointed the Shliach, and then he was the Mavad of the Shliach, And he was mevatel the shliach, shaloi b'fri ha-shliach. He was mevatel the shliches, shaloi b'fri ha-shliach. So, alibi of Shin Gamliel, oh, him alibi the Rebbe, if was mevatel shaloi b'fri Bezdi. So, these are the two cases that the Gemara mentions at Kina Avuhu Mishnei, in connection with the Kedushin, that culminated in the get, and something happened, there was a problem with the get. Either because there was a kimat alveines, or because there was a bitul ashliches, shalom b'fnei ashliach. Then the Gemara mentions two other cases where the Akina Avuhu Mishnei. But the other two cases are not two cases that the of Kedushin that culminated in the get. But Kedushin was the Chachomim or Matkia of Kedushin at the very outset. So the Gemara also mentions Afkin Alba Mishnei. What is the case of the Gemara in Bolvasre Tachon Tes that we discussed last time? In other words, if the husband used force, violence against the Isha, so that the Isha said, Reitzami, release the Kedushin. So, Midrashim, we say, Agabun say, Gomor Makh. See, true, he used threats against her, he even hit her, and then, as a result of the violence and of the threats, she said, Reitzami, I want to be married to you. And then he was the Kavisher, so Midrashim, we say, Agabun say, Gomor Makhneh. Agabun say, Gomor Makhneh. So, Mele, she is. So Mele, she is Mikud, so she is Mikudeshis. But Chachomim or Mafkia Mishnei. Because who also Shalom Kehege? He didn't act like a decent human being. He acted like a brute. He used force in obtaining their consent. So Chachomim also in Shalom Kehege, and they are Mafkia Mishnei. So there the Gemara also says, Afkin Rabbanu Mishnei. But there is a contrast between the case in Ksuves and the case in Bolvasre. In the case in Ksuves or in Gittin, so it's a case of Kedushin that was followed by living together of the husband and wife, and it culminated in the get, and then there was a certain problem with the get. And the Chachamim said, Achtina Avon Kedushin, in spite of the fact that the Kedushin was followed up by a marital relationship between the husband and the wife, but since it culminated in the get, and there was a certain problem in the get, so the Chachamim applied the Achim Rabbanu Bishnei. Mashiach, in this case, in Bolvasre. So, the Chachamim or Matkia, the Kedushin, at the very outset, in other words, it wasn't followed up by a marital relationship between the husband and wife. The Chachamim said, at the very outset, the Kedushin is fucked up. Even though at the highest level, the Kedushin is hard at the very outset, but the Chachamim or Matkia, the Kedushin, at the very outset, because who are social media? So there is a difference between the situation in the Gemara in Ksuves and the Gemara in Gittin and the situation in the Gemara in Bolvasre. Then the Gemara in Yevames, that Kufiud also mentions Afkin Rabbanu Mishnei. Also, where the Chachamim were Mafkia the Kedushin at the very outset. That's the case where Iktano was Miskacho Shalom Midas Avio Al Deimo. So the Kedushin were originally Chal only in Rabbanu. And then she became a Nelo. But before the husband was able to confirm that Kedushin to Kedushin the Reis to be actually Boal, so another man, an indecent person, came and he grabbed her and he obtained her consent and caught her by surprise. She said, Reitzami, he was the Kavisha. And so again, who also shall we say again? So the Chachamim were Mafkia Kedushin. So it's another case when the Gemara mentions Afkina Rabbanu Kedushin at the very out. So in other words, altogether, the Gemara spells out Afkina Rabbanu Kedushin in four cases. Focus. The Shaykh mentioned the concept of Afkina Rabbanu Mishnei in other situations also. But insofar as the Gemara is concerned, so the Gemara spelled out Afkina Rabbanu Mishnei in four cases. In two cases where the Kedushin was followed by a marital relationship and it culminated in death and there was a certain problem that overtook the get, whether And two cases where the Chachomim were Matkia Yidushin in the very old. Now, in so far as the Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin in Borobasa that context and the Bones that refute where the Chachomim mentions Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin at the very outset, so all the Rishonim agree that the Pshat Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin means that she never became a in respect to the Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin, that the Gemara mentions here in Suvets, and he didn't have one deal, so most Rishonim explain the Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin in a similar way. Just as the Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin in more Vasca that will test, and the Bob is Dr. Few, it means the Chachomim Yom Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin. So the male, this is a, it never became an Ishishish. So here too, even though it was followed up by a marital relationship maybe for 50 years. But then it culminated in get. And a problem developed with the Kiyumat Nai, because the Kiyumat Nai was took place how they is. Or a problem developed with the Shlichas, because the Bab, Shalui Bifnei Ashiach, Shalui Bifnei Ashiach, or Shalui Bifnei Bez. So, was the Bab in the Shlichas? Was the Bab in the Shlichas? So then, So the Chachomim applied Aloche, of Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin. So most the Shem explain the same way. Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin means that in such a case, where it culminated in the get with the Tnai that was in Skat Deines, or with the Shliches that was the Baal's Mivatech, or with the Ashiach, so the Chachomim declared that in the event of such a contingency, so the Yidushin should be bought. So, retroactively, this contingency did take place. So, retroactively, it is determined that this woman was never an Ishishish. She could have become an Ishishish by virtue of the Kiyanishas of Galaxius, don't they? That is the different dimension. But, I mean, she never was an Ishishish in the sense of Dush, of Kiyanishas of Dush. So the Melee, she is a Pnuyo Umatreya. She is a Pnuyo Umatreya, and the Melee, with the Isis of the Shem, all those Shem who explain the Gemara this way of calling Kalish Arayt Ravon Kalatin Ravon Vishme, that the Chachomim were Mamish Matia Vidushin in the James here in Suvet. So that means if this contingency took place, and then the woman come and ask Ishaya, I want to marry again. Now, in Kumushi is Asura again. Am I allowed to marry again? So the Shem says, she's allowed to marry again. Because Achkino Rabbonu Yidushin. So it means, it's an annulment. I mean, there was never any Yidushin. It's not Gevashin. So that means she's a Pnuyo Mafreya. So she's allowed to marry again. But, it sounds strange that such a woman should be allowed to marry again. So the Shem says, Mid Rabbonon, she's Asura to marry again. Because these are the devices, so we consider it as if they never had been douched. So maybe she is not in Russia, just douched toys. So suppose a woman was married to a man and turned out to be douched toys. So that means there was no douche, but to act there was no douche. So then, even though she lived with the husband for 50 years, she's allowed, she, when it's discovered that there was never any douche, she's allowed to marry again. But with the Rabbonon, she's not allowed to marry again. Because vis-à-vis the Rabbonon, so it's considered as if there was Kushin, and the Kushin terminated with the get. So the male, she has a being, this kind of a woman. So, as a being of a Kushin with the Rabbonon. But with the Reisweh, she is allowed to marry. That's the Shita of Moshe. However, the Assumption in the Rashbo and the Rabban, they say that in respect to the Achkino Rabbonon with Kushin, that the more mentions in Rodas that he tells, in Yehomes that perfume, where the Chachomim were Mafkia Yidushin at the very outset. At the time when he used coercion in obtaining her consent to the Yidushin, so the Chachomim said, he's not with the Yidushin. So there she's with the Yidushin, with the Raisa, and with the Rabboni too. Because, in the case of Yehomes that perfume, where one left, grabbed the year before Tano became a Gdeiro, before the Kedushin Rabbonon merged into the Kedushin Reise by the Baal, So by the confrontation of the Baal, so he went there and obtained her consent by surprise. So there they're coming too, just as in the case in Morogasana Mintel. They will appear the Dushan at the very outside, at the very outset. So Mele, she's with her Kerem, with Rice and the other. Mashenke, in this case, or Yemora in Gitten, where the woman whose Dushan, the woman who in respect to whom the Chachamim will appear the Dushan. So she will do the husband, and then commonly they can get, but when he get on the Knai, and the Knai was to fill the inness, so the Rashbo and the Ramban say, she is a sole king in the house. But doesn't the Gemara say, in this case, Afkin Rabbanu Mitvishnei, just as the Gemara says, Afkin Rabbanu Mitvishnei, in respect, in the case of Rabbanu Mitvishnei, so the Rashbo and the Ramban, they say, here, in this Gemara, and we keep it up on the Gemara, Afkin Rabbanu Mitvishnei is not to be understood on an actual level. But it means as well, whatever. Now, here, there was Krishna, real Krishna, and then they lived together for 50 years, maybe. Different. And then the Baal did a get on it not. And the Tnai was Niskan Beinus. So, on the Raisa level, Kima Tnai Beinus is not a Kima. But suppose the husband had spelled out at the time he gave the get to the Isha. Now, I'm giving that get, and the Ariat Mikareshet, in your bed, you can't associate in the mother, in the mother can't, we can't associate in the person, we can't associate 10 verses. But, in case I don't come within 30 days, because of the meanness, I don't care what kind of meanness, as long as I don't come, you should be in touch. Suppose the husband was called out. Then there is no doubt that on the Raisa level, the king at night, the image would be considered as a good king at night. If he spelled it out, when do we say on the Raisa level that the king at night, the image is not considered as a good king at night? If he didn't say anything, stop. But if he spelled it out, then of course the king at night, the image is a king at night. So the more he says, the first portion of the law, true, that like this we should say that the king at night, the image is a good Kimatna. I'm sorry, it's not a good Kimatna. The Kimatna, the Inez is not a Kimatna. But in view of the fact, the husband knows that the Chachom never came after the Matkiyah. No one doubts that the Chachom never came after the Matkiyah the Kushin, not only at the very outset, as in the case in Gorbatsa Batantes, or in the Bobbis Akhufu. The Chachom never came to stipulate that in case the Kushin would be followed by a get after 50 years or after 60 years or 70 years. It doesn't make any difference. With the Tnai, and the Tnai will be fulfilled by Nemes, so then, retroactively, the Kedushin should be null and void, as if it didn't take place. The Chachomim have such a Kiyach. There is no doubt the Chachomim have such a Kiyach. But the Chachomim were reluctant to apply this Kiyach of Efkia and Efkia. Not at the very outset. They were not reluctant to apply the Keyach of Hefkia to meet out the Keyach. This is a special Keyach. So the Chachomim were not reluctant to meet out this Keyach of Hefkia Bezn Hefkia in the case of Urbasa, that Mutteres, is always that for few. Because in that case, so the Chachomim meted out the Keyach at the very outset. So it was not subject to any doubts. Mashiach came in this case. If the Chachamim would meet out the Keyach of Hefkia and Hefkia, that would mean that the marital relationship between the husband and wife would be subject to a certain continuum. We wouldn't know until after a number of years. So the Chachamim were reluctant to meet out that Keyach. But, so, the Chachamim didn't want Mashiach to wish. The Kedushin, in every Kedushin that culminated in the get with the Tnai, which now was fulfilled, Chachamim won't make a Kedushin. But since the Baal knows, the Mikdash knows, that the Chachamim have the Keyach, and it's called the Mikdash the Bais of the Rabbanu Mikdash, so maybe it is the intention of the Baal that in order that the Chachamim, because the other alternative would be for the Chachamim to apply the Torah, but the Baal knows that the other alternative would be for the Kedushin to be Pokal in Afreya, and that would be an undesirable situation. I mean, he's the conscience show, he lives with her for 15 years, and then all of a sudden, it turns out retroactively that all the beers were beers news. I mean, alright, not beers news. I mean, that they won't, she was never with the legislature. It's a very undesirable situation. So, in Mele, because of that, the Baal prefers that any Kima Tnai, even if it's vainness, should be considered as a Kima Tnai. Rather, in order to avoid this unpleasant situation of the whole marital relationship being voided from matter. So, this is how the Rambam and the Rashba explain the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Umi can be with the highest level again. Umi should be swayed as a Russian footsteps. Shabbat and Shishi Slav, no, any, called the Kami to write the Rabbani Kami." And so you may read that in the Chachom, certainly the Kiyah, the Matthew the Gushi. The Chachom and the Kiyah, the Matthew the Gushi, not only at the very outset, as the case involved, that's not in person, he wants that to do. Even in this case. But this is a very, that creates a very unpleasant situation, I mean, to find out, after living together for 50 years, there was never any Gushi. They never wish whether they did the BS news, whether they did the sin, or not, it doesn't matter to them. The fact that they won, there was never any question, this is a terrible situation. So the male and the husband sees everyone who is encouraged, when he is encouraged by the Rabbanon, he wants to do everything in accordance with the directives of Das Nation in Israel, but at the same time he wants to avoid such an unpleasant situation. So, what is the solution? What is the solution to avoid this unpleasant situation that the Kedushin should be brought on retroactively, and at the same time that he should act in accordance with Das Nation in Israel, that's the problem. So, the only solution is if the Baal would decide that the Kiyum Atnai, even Bene, should be considered a Kiyum Atnai. And if that is the intention of the Baal, some of the it is a Kiyum Atnai. So, it's only the Achim of Abonu Bidushimei, according to Rashbon Rambam, the Achim of Abonu Bidushimei, in Ksuvets and in Gittin, is in the subjunctive. The Achim of Abonu Bidushimei won't pass the Dachman test. And the woman is after few, is at a lecture level. But that given upon the Gishman in Surah that Gimu, and in Gishman that Father Gimu is only in the subjunctive, because the Baal wants to do everything in accordance with that Chachomim. And the Chachomim do have a Kayah. To be Mashiach and Gishman Kayah, which is a very undesirable consequence for the Baal and the Yishov. So mainly the Das, because of that, if the Chachamim didn't get a Keach of a King of the missionary, so then it was nothing. So the Baal is nothing to be afraid of. But since he knows that the Chachamim have that Keach, so he prefers to begin the Bidaita. To begin the Bidaita with a Kim at night, Davis should be a Kim at night, rather than to have such. To be overtaken by such an unpleasant situation of having the Gushin nullified with Akbar. So, mainly because of the possibility of the Chachomim, of the potential of the Chachomim to be Makia the Gushin retroactively, so the Baal is going to be dying when he gives the gate on his knife, that no matter how the knife fulfills, it should be considered to be a Kima. So maybe it's considered that if it's coming out. So the men are Kima Tayyem, it's a Kima. And the same thing is true of the case in giving that one a Kima. Because, in other words, when he, because of the potential of the Hakam to be Machia, the Dushu Machreya, so the Baal prefers that his Bitro should be nullified. So it's considered as if the vow has been made some way. Suppose the vow gives again, the Atonti Shleach. Suppose the vow Atonti the Shleach to deliver the get to the Isha. And then, in the presence of two angels, and before he appoints the Shleach. Yeah, and then, even after he appointed the Shleach. So before he's mevatel the Shlichas of the Shleach in the presence of faith. So he's made some way in the presence of two angels, and he says to them, tomorrow, in the presence of Benjamin, I'm going to say, I'm after the Shlichas of the Shleach. But I made some joy that this Bitla Shlichas is null and void. And then he will be in the battle of Shlichas in the presence of Benjamin. He came in the battle of Shlichas in the presence of Benjamin of Al-Malek too. As long as he was made some joy before that, in the presence of Lady, I'm going to be in the battle the Shlichas of the Shliach in the presence of Benjamin. And I hereby declare before you that this Bitla Shlichas should be new and gone. So then, the Bitla Shlichas has no effect. Midrashim, because he revealed it, he's done that the verbal Bitla Shlichas the next day should be considered as voidage. In other words, it should be new and void. So remember, the Bitla Shlichas has no effect. So, this is what you want to say, according to the Rashba and Rabbah. It's called Mikadush, like the Rabbah Mikadush. So the Baal knows that the Chachomim has the potential and the Keach of creating this very unpleasant situation for him. If he insists upon a little enforcement of everything that he says and declares, so because of that, he prefers that the people, since the Bitla Shlichas, you ask, If he prefers that, why is in the battle the Shlichas? Because he's not such a man, he's not so knowledgeable. But if he knew that the Chachomim or Misake, that the people are Shlichas, Shalevik and Ashliach, should be null and void, so maybe his das would be that it should be null and void. And he only made that because he didn't know. So his real das in depth is that the Bitla Shlichas should be null and void. So it's considered that if he had been made some joy, that the Bitla Shlichas should be null and void. Why is that so? Because the Baal knows that Chachomim have the care of creating that unpleasant situation. But, so it's only in the subjunctive, in other words. The Gemara mentions Afkina Avon of Mishnei in four cases. Two cases where the Chachomim were Mafia, the Mishnei, the very out. So they are in accordance to the Ramban and the Rashba. It is to be understood on an actual level. But the other two cases where the Gemara mentions Afkina Avon of Mishnei applies to situations where the Kedushin was followed up by a marital relationship and culminated in the get, and there was a certain problem that developed in the get, whether the Tnai or because of the Shlichas of the get. So, in those two cases, the Afkina Avon of Mishnei according to the Ramban and the Rashba is only mentioned to the subjunctive. Because the Chachomim could be Machpel Edition. So because of that, the Baal is king of us. And his real intention is that the Kimatai Bele should be considered Kimatai in order to avoid this unpleasant situation of Akim Rabon Edition. So, and that the people Ashliach, Shalitik Ashliach, should be ruled. Alright, but most of the change. So of course, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so in these cases of Aftim Rabbanu Yidushinei, so it is a Yidushin, so she needs absolutely change in the answer. So she is absolutely change in the answer because it's not actually, she's not a clear enough there. She has been in Yidushin for a number of years, and then the Isha terminated with the get. But the possibility of acting upon Vishnei is the reason as to why the Baal is in a doubt to do everything in accordance with the wishes of the Chachamim. And that was the wish of the Chachamim, that he should become a doubt, that the king of Tiberina should become the king of life. That was the wish of the Chachamim, that he should become a doubt, that the people of Ashlichet, Shalit, Ashliach, should be known. All right. Now, it's basically, I say, Kenya, because it's